Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin Daf Nun Tes, and we will begin on Daf Nun Ches on the base, on the bottom line, the last words, Mashna Hachi. Ask the Gemara, Mashna Hacha, why in our Mishnah, the Tani, when our Mishnah wants to teach us the Halacha, if someone asks someone else to be Mekadish, a woman on his behalf, does the Mishnah use the words Ha'imel Chavera, somebody tells his colleague, we learned the Mishnah on Daf Nun, where someone asked someone to be Mekadosh and Isha on his behalf in a certain place, and the Mishnah says that if he was Mekadosh or elsewhere, the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin, that there the Mishnah used the wording, Hayim l'shluchay, not l'chaveray. Answers the Gemara, Hachar Ravusu Kamashman and Hasam Ravusu Kamashman. The Mishnayis have been very specific in using these wordings, because each time that we use these specific wording, there's a Chiddush to be learned. Hachar Ravusu Kamashman, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, Ditan Shlucha, had our Mishnah only spoken about a Shliach, Havamina, I would say, Shlucha Heda Havar Ramoy. That if I go and I ask a shliach, I designate someone to be mekadosh a woman on my behalf, and then he goes, as we discussed at the end of the previous year, he goes and he's mekadosh that woman on his own behalf, that's something that's deceptive. The samchadaita, I relied on him, savar avad lishlechusay, I assume that he's going to fulfill my shlichus. If I only asked a colleague, the lois samchadate. So in the first place, I was never that confident that he's going to fulfill what I requested of him. If he then goes and doesn't fulfill what I requested of him, that should not be considered an act of deception. Teaches us the Mishnah that even if he's only chaveroi, it is considered deceptive. On the other hand, continues the Gemara, Hasam Ravus Kamashman, that Mishnah is teaching us a Chiddush, Ditanahayim El Chaveroi, if the Mishnah would have said the case where somebody asked his colleague to Makadish a woman on his behalf, and he did it elsewhere, Havmina Chaveroi, who the Ki Kitcha B'makam Achim Nekudashas, that if my friend was Makadish this woman on my behalf somewhere else, it's not a valid Kedushin. The Savalai Tarach, since the person that I asked to be Makadish the woman on my behalf is not my Shliach, he's only my friend, and he's doing me a favor, I assumed he's not going to go that far out of his way to go be Makadish the woman. Ava Shluchai, if I appointed an individual to be my shliach, the Torah, where I assume that a shliach will do whatever it takes to fulfill his shlichus, Ema Mar Makum Hulai, and maybe what we meant when I told him that the woman that I want him to be Makadosh on my behalf just happens to be there. Not that the Kedushin necessarily has to take place in that specific location. And therefore, when I appoint a shliach, the halacha ought to be that wherever he's mekadosh that woman, it's a valid kedushin. Kamash Milan, that when I told him a place, I meant specifically that place. And to review, as we learned the Gemara on Daf Nun, because we assume that when I said that the kedushin should take place in a certain location, I meant that specific location. Because when a woman is approached with a proposal to become a kodeshes to a man, she's going to try to find out what kind of a person that man is. And I know that the place where I said the kedusha should take place is a place where people know me and people like me and people are going to say nice things about me in that place. And therefore I insisted that the Kedushin should specifically take place there to the exclusion of anywhere else. And that's why anywhere else, even if it's a Shliach who I appointed, the Kedushin is not going to be a Kedushin. Says the Gemara, Rav and Chizda, Ozel Kedushin Le'itis Elebrei. Rav and Chizda went to be mekadosh a woman on behalf of his son. And Tosfos points out that we learned the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei that a son should not appoint a father to be his shliach for kedushin. So how did he ask his father to be his shliach for kedushin? So Tosfos says what the Gemara meant is that I shouldn't go and ask my father to be my shliach. Here what happened was I indicated that I was interested in marrying this woman, and my father was going to this place. He said, I'm going to this place, I'll be mekadosh the woman on your behalf. Or another way the Mefarshim suggests is that, as is very common, a father is interested in marrying off his son. And here what happened was the father said to his son, this proposal came up for you to marry this woman, are you interested? And the son agreed. And the father on his own, not at the son's initiative, but on the contrary, on the father's initiative, went and was mekadosh the son, went to be mekadosh this woman on behalf of his son. And instead of being mekadosh the woman on behalf of the son, kitshe l'nafshe, he was mekadosh her for himself. Asked the Gemara, how could have Ravin Chizda acted that way for Tanya, as we learned in our Brisa, Masha Asli, if somebody did such an act where I asked him to mekadosh a woman on my behalf and he took it for himself, Daloch is, it's a valid kedushin, El Shinogba, Minig Ramos, it's inappropriate. So why did he do this? Answers the Gemara, Lo Yavlin Alei. The woman wasn't prepared to marry the son. So since she wasn't prepared to marry the son, so the father went and took her for himself. Asked the Gemara, be boilerly doe. And the two pshatim and the mefarshim, I don't want to explain this. One is that to be 100% honest, to be 100% without any reproach, the father should have notified the son what's happening here, that nobody should accuse him that he's acting inappropriately. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that perhaps if he would have notified the son that this woman is not prepared to marry him, then the son would have come himself and tried to persuade this woman to marry him, and she might have agreed. Why did the father just go and marry her himself? Answers the Gemara, Sava adahach vahacha us in shachrin mekadeshla. The father didn't want to delay because he was concerned that if he would wait till he notifies his son and then only then try to marry her, somebody else might have married her. Ask Mefarshim, we know that the Gemara says that in Masechta Sota, the beginning of Masechta Sota, Aboim Yoim Kodem Yetzirus of Lad, 40 days before the child is even created, Machrizim, there is an announcement made, Menashmayim, Bas Plani Laplani. So why is there concern that somebody is going to marry my Basharta? So one teretz that the Mefarshim gives is that the Gemara says that statement of Aboim Yoim Kam Yitzirus of Lad is regarding the Zivug Rishon. But by a Zivug Sheni, that doesn't apply. Here we're obviously referring to the Zivug Sheni. Rabbi Chizda already had children, and that announcement doesn't apply to the Zivug Sheni. Another teretz, it is a concept of Shema Yikadmeno Acher Berachmim, that through tefillah, even as a woman who's designated for a specific man, davening could cause that woman will marry another man than the man that was originally beshared. And that's why Rav Chizda was anxious to marry this woman before perhaps someone else would. Says the Gemara, Rav Abachana Yavle Zuzi L'Rav, Rav Abachana gave money to Rav, Oma, Zavna Nile Lahai Ara, go please buy this piece of property on my behalf. Also Zabla Nafshe, he went and he bought it on his own behalf. Asked the Gemara for Tanya, how did Rav act that way? Didn't we learn Mash Asa Asui? Even if halachically it's a valid transaction, however El Shanag Ba Minig Ramos, it's sort of dishonest. Says the Gemara, Bagad Alima Havalei, it was in an area that strong people controlled that area, and they decided who they allow to buy property there and whom they don't allow to buy property there. L'Rav, Nagabe covered, they showed respect to Rav and they allowed Rav to buy property in that area. L'Rav Abba, however, Loi Nagabe covered and they didn't allow him to buy property there. Asked the Gemara, Iboile Lilidue. So Rav should have notified Rav Abba what was happening. Why did he just buy it without notifying him? Answers the Gemara. Rav was concerned that during the time that he would notify Rabbi Bechana, etc., maybe somebody else would buy this valuable piece of real estate. Again, asked the Mefarshim that the Gemara that we quoted in Masech the Saita also says, Aboim Yoim Kain Mitzirus of Lad, 40 days before a person is created, Bas Kol Yoitzis Machrezes, Bayis Pliny Lepliny, Sada Pliny Lepliny, that every piece of real estate that I'm supposed to have, I'm going to get. So what's the concern that Rav had that someone else may get it? Answer the Rishonim. Rav was sure that he's going to end up eventually with this piece of real estate. There's the Bas Kol. But Rav was concerned that it may take many years until he ends up with this piece of real estate to fulfill the Bas Kol. Rav wanted that piece of real estate now, and therefore he bought it before someone else can. Says the Gemara, Rav Gidl have mahapak bahi ara. Rav Gidl was attempting to buy a certain piece of real estate. Also Abba Zavna. And Rav Abba went and he bought it. Also Rav Gidl, Kabbal Rav Zera. So Rav Gidl went and complained to Rav Zera. And also Rav Zera, Kabbal Rav Yitzchak Nafka. And Rav Zera went and complained to Rav Yitzchak Nafka. And as the Chavetz Chaim points out, this is not considered a situation of Lashon Hara, because if somebody does something wrong to me and I complain to a person who has the ability to change and have an effect here, that's not considered a situation of Lashon Hara. Even if I'm not going to a Beis Din, as long as I'm going to someone who can make a difference, it's not considered Lashon Hara. Amalei, Hamtan Shiala Etzlein L'Regel. Wait until Rav Abba comes up by Yom Tov. Chayv Odom L'Kabel Pnei Rabbi B'Regel. And he used to come during the Shalosh Regalim. Kisolik, when the next Yom Tov came, Ashkechei, Rav Abba came in Amalei. Onim Abba B'Charora. We have a situation that Rav Gidl was negotiating over this piece of property. And the question is, he asked him, if somebody is working with a piece of property, or bo achav and nachleman, and somebody else comes and takes it, my, what is the halacha? Amalei, so he said, nikar rasha. Such a person is considered a rasha. So he asked him, if so, el mar, my time of hachi, why did you act this way, that Rav Gidl was trying to get this piece of property, and you went and took it out from under him? Says the Gemara, Amalei, Rav Abba said, lo havi yadana, I wasn't aware of this. So he says, Hashta nami nesvi nalimar. So he says, okay, so now that I notified you, let Rav Gidl buy it from you. Amalei, zvune lemizabnele. I will not sell it to him. Because the ara kamaisahi, this is the first piece of property that I ever bought. V'lo misamna milsa, it's a bad simon to sell the first piece of property you ever bought. Iboi, but however, b'matana nishklei, I am prepared to give it away as a gift. It's interesting to note that the Mefarshim discuss, Rabbi Yoshua discusses, Al Gemara says that it's a bad sign to sell the first piece of property that one bought. And in fact, many Mefarshim suggest it's not only the first piece of property. Regarding any business deal that I bought, the first thing I bought, I shouldn't sell. So why don't we have this minhag? So Rabbi Yoshev says that in the times of Chazal, typically if somebody bought a house, he remained in that house forever. Even if his family got larger, even if the location changed, people stayed in there where they were forever. Nowadays, however, he says, it's very common for people to move. The family grows, the location changes, and therefore, says Rebbe Yoshev, we don't have this minig anymore of not selling the first property one received. the Gra says a Gval de Gavard. The Gemara says, Imsech the Brachis, Daf Heyom and Aleph. Rab Zeir Vitaim Rav Chanina Ba Papa. Bar Re'esh Loi Kemitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like us. Midas Basar Adam, by humans, Adam Meicher Chayfetz HaVeiroi, if somebody sells something to someone else, Meicher Atzeiv V'Lekeich Sameich. The seller is upset, the buyer is happy. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein Noslam Tayr L'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Tayr V'Samach Shnemar Kilekech Tayr Nesat L'Lechem Tarasu Al Tazayvu. Ask the Gra, is this true? Is it true that when someone sells something, he's upset? People are happy. A person who's in business is happy to sell. So why does the Gemara say that he's upset? Answers the Gra. Al Gemara just taught us that even though certainly a seller is happy to sell, but the first thing, his first piece of real estate or his first deal, he doesn't sell. The Torah was the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Hashem Konani Reishis Darkoi. Our Gemara said that the first thing that a person has, he doesn't sell. HaKadosh Baruch, and if he does sell, if he does have to sell it, he's obviously upset. Here we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had thousands of years, even before he created the world, he was prepared and happy to give away Lekef Toiv Nasati Lechem Tarasu Al Tazayfu. Rav Gidl, on the other hand, Lenachsloi. Rav Gidl was not prepared to take this piece of property. The Ksiv Vesayna Matanus Yechir. He refused to take a gift. And the Mepharshim explained why Soyna Matanus Yechia. So some Mepharshim explain, because a person should rely on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, not on what other people give him. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw, Soyna Matanus Yechia, is the Maral explains that what is the difference between a living person and a person who's no longer alive? A person who's alive could do for himself. A person who's no longer alive, he can no longer do for himself. He's dead. Soyna Matanus. A person should always do for himself and not come on to rely from others. And I saw there's a nafka mina la halacha between these two pshatim. What is the din on Purim, where somebody gives me shalach manas, but I don't give back? So according to the first explanation, that living off others is inappropriate because HaKadosh Baruch, a person, and if a person lives off others, it takes away from his chusim. Certainly that doesn't apply by Dvar Mitzvah. But according to the Maral's explanation, one should not accept shalach manas unless he gives back shalach manas. So ask the Chidah, if the din is that if there's a concept of signing matanas yichya, so how people take tzedakah? So he says the concept of tzedakah is not that the person is receiving. On the contrary, the person who's giving tzedakah is being given the opportunity to fulfill this wonderful mitzvah of tzedakah, and that's why there's no concern of signing matanas yichya. And in fact, the Chidah says that even though the Gemara says la'olam yimka adam sefer Torah v'yisi isha, a person should even sell his sefer Torah in order to be able to get married, he says what will be the halacha if someone can't afford to get married, he has a sefer Torah that he could sell, but there are people that are willing to give him stock up and he shouldn't have to sell his sefer Torah. Says the Chidah, certainly, even though there's a rule of Soyna Matanus Yechia, but as the Chidah just explained how great the mitzvah of tzedakah is, there a person does not have a right to sell the Sefer Torah in order to get married, but on the contrary, he should take tzedakah and be mezakeh the people who are giving the tzedakah versus selling the Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, Rav Abba lo nachas lo. So now we had an impasse. Rav Abba refused to ever go back to this property, Mishum the Hapak by Rav Gidl. He felt bad that he shouldn't have bought it since Rav Gidl was negotiating over it. And Rav Gittel didn't go to the property because, as we learned, he didn't want to take a gift. Neither of them ever went to this property. And became known as the property of the Talmidei Chachamim. That the Talmidei Chachamim would go there to take walks and sit outdoors in that property. A machlokes amongst the Mefarshim how this worked. Some say is that they were Rav Abba was mafker the property. Others say Rav Abba wasn't actually mafker the property, but since the Talmidei Chachamim recognized that neither he nor Rav Gittel are going to use the property, they stayed away from the property. So we have now learned the sugya, important sugya, of Ani HaMahapech B'Charoro. And there are very fundamental shilas regarding this din. Firstly, we have a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. What are the circumstances of Ani HaMahapech B'Charoro? Rashi says, not only if someone is involved in a business deal, may I not encroach on that, but similarly, if there's something hefker on the ground, and I'm trying to pick it up, someone else should not try to grab it away from me. Somebody told me, for example, if you're going to a store, and there's wonderful items on a sale, and somebody picks up an item to buy, you shouldn't grab it away. It's anyway not nice to grab. Because, on a map of B'charoro. That's the opinion of Rashi. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that on a map of B'charoro is regarding a situation where I'm involved in a business transaction, and someone shouldn't try to take that transaction away from me. But if in a situation where I'm trying to find picking up something hefker, there is no issue of Ani HaMahapech B'Charoro. And the explanation of Tosfos' opinion is because in a business transaction, if I am involved in a business transaction, so you could get a different business transaction. However, in the case of hefker, there aren't that many items that are on the floor that are found hefker. And therefore, we can't suggest, I'll get this hefker, you'll get something else. There isn't something else, and that's why according to Tosfos, it's not considered Ani HaMahapech B'Charoro. Actually, the Chasam Sofer says that this Machlokes Rishonim is connected to another Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim suggest that our Gemara, as it uses the words Ani HaMahapech B'Charoro, that says the Ran, it's specifically an Ani, a poor person. There is the concept of Ani HaMahapech B'Charoro. By a wealthy person, there is no issue of Ani HaMahapech B'Charoro. The Meiri, other Rishonim, disagree. They say the Gemara uses the wording Ani HaMahapech B'Charoro, but it isn't specifically an Ani, it's anyone. Says the Chasam Sofer, what is the connection between these two Machlokesim? The man that holds that Ani HaMahapech B'Charoro is by rich or poor, holds like Rashi. Any time I'm involved in any opportunity, you have no right to take it away from me. Tosfos, however, has a much more limited definition. And therefore, Tosfos will also say that Ani HaMahapech B'Charoro is only by an Ani, not by an Osher. Tosfos, according to his opinion, which is the opinion which is pretty much followed by the Paiskim, says that therefore, the halacha is that if there's a yeshiva or a person who has someone working for him as a melamed, as a rebbe, I may not approach that yeshiva or that person and say, why don't you hire me? Because it's a situation of Ani HaMahapech B'Charoro. However, Tosfos says, interestingly enough, that let's say a Baal Bayis, somebody, a yeshiva, or a person, has a Rebbe working on their behalf, another yeshiva may approach that Rebbe to hire him away. Aye, that Rebbe is already working for someone else. Says Tosfos, since a Rebbe is a very important position, and there are different people with different talents, and you have here a person that has these special talents, so the yeshiva has a right to hire that person. They want to get the person with that talent for their talmidim. Even though that's Mishyosef suggests, that Tosfos' psak is only in a situation where the Rebbe hasn't begun yet to work, but if he's already begun to work, it's inappropriate to do that. As the Pesach can go on to say, even though our Gemara is saying that Ani HaMahapach B'Charoro is a very inappropriate way of living, however, if somebody did it, it doesn't void the sale, or doesn't, as we're learning in our Sugya, void the Kedushin, and certainly in a situation where I did it innocently, I got involved in a business transaction that you were involved with, not knowing that you were involved, certainly it's not considered a situation of Ani HaMahapach B'Charoro. Just a few interesting shailas regarding Ani HaMahapach B'Charoro. Ramosha discusses the shaila, if someone is involved with a shidduch, may someone else mention that boy or girl to someone else, or may someone else try to go out with that boy or girl? Is it a situation of Ani HaMahapach B'Charoro? Says Rav Moshe, as long as the couple is not yet engaged, it's not considered a situation of Ani HaMahapach B'Charoro, and there is no issue that even if we're aware of a couple who are seeing each other already, they may, someone else may try to see one of those people, but it's not considered Ani HaMahapach B'Charoro. Furthermore, the Beis Ephraim says that let's say someone has a store, a business on a certain street, another person could open up a similar type of store on that street, provided that there is no issue of Asagas Kavol, and it's not considered Ani HaMahapach B'Charoro. And again, with Tosfos' explanation, it's very understandable, because Tosfos teaches us, this is the opportunity that I have, that I could do business wherever I have opportunity that I wouldn't have any other way. It's not considered Ani HaMahapach B'Charoro. One more shaila, the Chida says, regarding in shuls where aliyahs are sold, the Chida discusses the issue that there was a minig, still is a minig, that when someone's wife is in her ninth month, he tries to get psicha of the Aron HaKodesh to help her have an easy labor. And they used to raffle off the psichas. So the question is, if there's a man in shul whose wife is pregnant, may I bid against him to get the psicha and raise the price? So says the Chida, if my intention is because I'm also interested in this psicha, there is no issue of Ani HaMahapach B'Charoro by me bidding against the person. However, if my entire intention of doing so is just to raise the price, because I know that this person is very anxious to buy it and they'll pay whatever price, that is considered, says the Chida, a situation of Ani HaMahapach B'Charoro. So we learned in the Mishnah, V'kein ha'omer l'isha skachli, if somebody says to a woman, become kudish to me after 30 days, and another man comes within those 30 days, so she's mekudesh to the second person. Ask the Gemara, loy ba acher v'kitche v'toich shloishim. If nobody else came, mahu, what is the din? Rav, says the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel d'Amr Tavai, both Rav and Shmuel say, Mekadeshes, then the first Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, V'afapi shnes aku hamos, even if the money that was originally given is no longer here when day 30 comes around. My Tama, Hani Zuzi, this money that was given with the intent that they should effect a Kedushin by day 30, loyla milva damu, loyla b'kada damu. And that's similar to the situation of a milva that we discussed many times in our Masechta, that I'm a kaddish m'mulva and m'kadeshes, nor to the situation of b'kadim, where Allah is that if a man leaves a b'kadim with a woman, and then he says to the woman, become kaddish to me with that b'kadim, we have to evaluate if there's a pruta of that b'kadim left in the domain of the woman. And the Gemara explains, the b'kadim lo damu, b'kadim b'shus d'marak m'sachli. If there's nothing left from the b'kadim, it was not in the woman's domain, and therefore it's not a valid kedushin. Here, however, when he gave a coin to effect the kedushin, it was in her domain. Money that's given for milva was given with the intent that it should be spent. Hani, however, b'taras kedushin yavin alei. And the stipler explains, why does the Gemara speak about the Bikadin and the Milva separately? Says the stipler, because by Milva, it makes no difference if the woman still has the money she received as a Milva, or she doesn't have the money. However, by Bikadin, as we said, the rule is different. By Bikadin, it makes a difference if there's something left of the Bikadin, if there's a value of Pruta left or not. Therefore, the Gemara has to speak about them separately. The Rishonim also go on to say that the din that our Gemara is discussing, that if someone is Mekadosh a woman with money, and that the Kedushin should only be effective on day 30, even if on day 30 none of that money is here, the Kedushin is still a valid Kedushin, that's only by Kedusha Kesef. But were he to make a Kedusha Shtar in such a fashion, and then by day 30 the Shtar isn't here, it got ruined, it got burnt, there it would not be a valid Kedushin even in that case. Why indeed is this a different situation if day 30 the money is not here? So I saw a number of approaches in the Rishonim. One approach in the Rishonim is that we learned, when we learned the sugyas of Mekadosh B'Milva, we learned there's a difference between a Mekadosh B'Milva versus somebody who's Mekadosh B'Mechilas Milva. But we explained when we learned those sugyas that a Mekadosh B'Mechilas Milva is effective only if you say that you mean Mechilas Milva, not a Milva. Here, it's automatically considered like a situation of Mechilas Milva, and that's why it's a valid Kedushin. Another explanation that the Ramban and the Rashba suggest is that when somebody gives a woman money as a Milva, and we have the concept of Milva Loitzadnetna, he didn't really give her anything, and therefore, we don't have a valid Kedushin. However, Mekadosh, here, he gave her money for the purpose of effecting Kedushin, and that's why it's a valid Kedushin. Says the Gemara, Loi ba acha v'kitcha. If nobody else was Mekadoshar, v'chazer ba, and she wants to retract within these 30 days, mahu, may she retract or may she not? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chazeres, Rabbi Yochanan says she may retract, because osa dibur mevatel dibur, her acceptance was a dibur, her retraction was a dibur. Reshlokish ha'me'enu chazeres, because lo yosa dibur mevatel dibur. However, the Rishonim, many Rishonim say that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the retraction is a valid retraction, it has to take place in front of Edom. Otherwise, it's not a valid retraction. Others say that, on the contrary, that even Reish Lakish will agree that he can't retract, that in front of Edom it's a valid retraction. Our Gemara is only speaking about where the retraction was not in front of Edom. The Rishonim also discussed the Yushalmi. The Rashba discusses based on the Yushalmi, can a get be given under such circumstances? Because he says that perhaps a get can be given even though she isn't yet married, but the get is being given that should be valid when the Kedushin will be valid. The Rishonim also discuss, Al Gemara is discussing the woman being able to retract. What will be the din regarding the man? So some Rishonim say that the same machlokes that we have regarding the woman, we would have regarding the man. However, the Miri and the Rosh say that the man, certainly everybody will agree, can retract. The Miri says a simple explanation. He says that was the entire purpose of this man's stipulation, to say that if I want to retract before day 30, I should be able to retract. The Matna explains, the woman, as we're going to see soon, is considered that she did some sort of an act. She received the money, and she is the main player in the Kedushin. So that's why she can't loyos diber or mevatel diber. However, the man who's not such a vital player, he certainly could retract just with a diber. Another explanation that the Karban Nisanu suggests is the woman has a maisa that she could do to show retraction. She could go and give back the money. She could go and accept kedushin from someone else. However, the man has no maisa available to him to show retraction, and therefore, says the Kavan Asanal, the Rosh says that the man certainly could retract, even according to Rish Lakish, just with a deeper. Ask the Gemara, Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, detail. If somebody appointed a shliach to take off truma on his behalf, and then he wants to mevatel him, his shlichus, is da locha, im actually taram bitel, if I was mevatel the shlichus before the shlich actually took off the truma, then what he will do is ain truma say truma, otherwise it will be a bitel. Ask the Gemara to Reish Lakish, v'hoch the dibur v'dibur hu. Here it's a situation where my dibur will be mevatel the original dibur, and the Mishnah clearly teaches us the cost of dibur mevatel dibur. Answers the Gemara, we can't compare the two situations. As we said, by kedushin, shani nesinas maas yad liisha, by giving money to the woman, it's not just considered a situation of dibur, it's considered a situation of maisa dami, and therefore the loyasa dibur umavatul maisa. Eitzvei, so they asked another question to Reish Lakish. The halach is hashaleach get liishto, if somebody sends a get to his wife, the gibishliach, and he meets the shlich, and as the Rishonim explained, the gibe shlich means that the man didn't even go set out to meet the shlich; he just happened to have met him. Oy sheshalach achar shlich, or he specifically sends out a shlich. V'amaloi get shenasati loch bottle hu, the get that I sent is bottle. Hareza bottle. Ask the Gemara. When the sinus get liyat shlich, giving a get to the shlich is similar to chinasinas mas liyad ishadami. It's similar to when kedushim kesa was given to the woman. And yet, the ketani, it says, I raise a bottle, you have a right to be mavatl. Answers the Gemara. Hasanami, by the get, kol kamadol mata gita liyada. Until the get actually was delivered to the woman, diba v'dibahu. It's a situation of diba v'dibahu. And that's why even Reish Lakish will agree Asa Dibur Umevatel Dibur. Ask the Gemara Eisei Reish Lakish L'Rabbi Yochanan Kala Kalim Yodin L'Dei Tumasim Machshava. All Kalim can become susceptible to Gabalas Tuma just with Machshava. As Ritva explains, let's say I have a piece of leather. So I could decide to use this piece of leather to sit on, and therefore it's already usable, or I could decide that I need this leather to use as a shoe, and therefore it's not yet usable. So the Mishnah teaches us, as soon as I decide that I'm going to use it as to sit on, it's susceptible to tumah. However, then oil mitumasim el b'shina maisim, which has two explanations. One is that if we have a full-fledged keli that becomes tamei, the only way it can lose that rule is by it being broken. Another explanation, which Shinui Maisa, is that if I decided that a keli, that this is a keli, the only way it will no longer be a keli is if I do something with it. I show that I want to make it into a shoe. Decision alone is not adequate. Why? Because the Mishnah explains, Maisa, an act has the ability of Maitzmidat Maisa to break a previous act or to break a Machshava. However, Machshava alone, Ein, does not have the ability of Mitzia Lo Yad Maisa V'Lo Yad Ma Machshava. So says the, so Reish Lakish completes his argument. Bishlam Miyad Maisa Lo Mafka, we understand why a Machshava can't break a previous Maisa, because Lo Yasa Dibur Umevatl Maisa. However, asks Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, according to your opinion, El Miyad Machshava Miyatipik, a Machshava should have the right, should have the ability to break a previous Machshava, just like you hold a Dibur could break a Dibur. Answers Rabbi Yochanan, Shani Machshava the Tumah. Machshava regarding Tumah is on a much higher level. The Kimaisa Domi. It's considered like a Maisa. Where do we find this concept? Rapapa taught it to us. The Rapapa Rami. Ksiv, we know, discussed many times, in order for a food to be able to be mekabel tumah, it has to be mukhshel lekabel tumah. That means it had to become wet with one of the seven liquids. Because how do we know that? Because the pasuk says ki yitein mayim al zera. Ki yitein means that the liquid was put on this food intentionally. V'ksiv, on the other hand, it says ki yutin, that it was just put on, even if it wasn't put on intentionally. So how do we reconcile this? Hoketzit ki yutan tumi ki yitein. My yitin, if I put it on intentionally, obviously nichalei, that's something that I want. Af ki yitin the nichalei. So regarding tumah, there's a special din that even intention alone has the same status as an act. But that's a din that's strictly relevant to tumah. Rezvid masim lahoshmat zahav. Rezvid taught this discussion between Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokish regarding the following Mishnah. If a woman gave rishus to a shliach to accept kedusha on our behalf, and she went and she was mekadosh herself, so the halacha is as follows: if her kedushin came first, kedushin, that it's a valid kedushin, and the shliach is not. But if the shliach's kedushin came first, and kedusha kedushin, her kedushin is not a valid kedushin. Loy kitchmas atzma. What about if she was mekadosh herself, but the chazerba, she decided to retract on the authorization she gave to the shliach? Ma'u, what's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says chazeres. The Shlokish Amar, ain't chazeres. She can't retract. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chazeres. She can retract because Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that osi dibur umavatal dibur. Because lo yasu dibur mevatel dibur. Here, according to this version, Rabbi Shlokish's opinion is a lot stronger, because here clearly there was no maisa, and yet she could be chayzer. Eisvei, Rish Yochanan, Rish Shlokish, Bitel, the halacha is that somebody appointed a shliach to take off truma, and then he was mevatel the shlichis. Is the halacha im actually tira taram? If he was mevatel the shlichus before the shlich took off the truma bitel, the shlichus is broken, and ain't truma say truma. So we see that also diba mevatel diba. Amar Rabba, hakav ma'iskinen kishgon shekonim bal bayis for tarmas kirei. It's not just that he was mevatel; he actually took off himself, and therefore davle ma'isa, and that's why ma'isa mevatel diba. Ask the mafarshim. If I already took off truma myself, obviously what the shliach is going to do afterwards is meaningless. It was already taken off the truma from here. Answer the mafarshim. Of course, if I took off truma before the shliach took it off, his act is a meaningless act. What the Gemara here is referring to, say the mafarshim, is a situation where I didn't take off truma from the entire pile. I only took off truma from part of the pile, and that's enough to be considered a maisa that breaks the previous dibur. Eisver Rish Lakish, the Gemara that we just learned. Kala kelim yadam l'day tumasan v'machshava. Machshava can make a keli into a keli. However, ein time oilam tumasan el b'shinu maisa. You need a maisa to break it. Because maisa moitzim yidei maisa midei machshava. A maisa has a power to break a previous act or a previous machshava. However, Machshava does not have the ability. So be shlama, says the Gemara, biyad maisa lemafka. A machshava doesn't have the ability to break a previous maisa, because loy osa dibor umavatl maisa. El yad machshava, according to you, asr shlokish to Rabbi Yochanan miyatepuk, just like a dibor is mevatl dibor, a machshava should be able to break a machshava. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan responds, Shani Machshav de Tuma. The Machshav de Tuma is in the same category of Mais Domi. Like Rapapa Toras, Rapapa Roman, Ksiv Kiitain, Viksiv Kirinen, Kiyutan. Okay, it said, Kiitain Dumit Kiyutan Dumit Yitain. When the water or the liquid comes on the food, it doesn't have to be done, put on intentionally, as long as my Yitain de Nichalei, Af Yutain de Nichalei, as long as I'm satisfied. If somebody sends a get to his wife, they give a shliach and he meets the shliach. Or she shalach achav shliach. Vom lo getch nusat lach batalu. The get that I sent you, I'm retracting, haraze a bottle. Here we see clearly that a Dibur is Mevatel Dibur, and according to this explanation, Rish Lakish says that a Dibur is never Mevatel Dibur, even if it's just a Dibur alone without a Maisa. Says the Gemara to Yufta, the Rish Lakish to Yufta. Rish Lakish's opinion is refuted. However, the Hilchasa Kavasayd Rav Yochanan, the Halacha follows like Rav Yochanan. Says the Gemara, but Filu Bekamaisa, even in the earlier din, regarding Kedushin, where if the man gave the woman money, and then that the Kedushin should be valid in 30 days, and then afterwards he retracts, the Kedushin he's able to retract. Says the Gemara, even though one could argue that there the Dibur should not have the ability to break it, because Shani Nasinas Maas Yad Isha, by giving her money, it's like a Maisa, Kamaisa Dami, still, it's not considered a full Maisa, because the Kedushin wasn't affected yet, and therefore the halacha is Asa Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Ask the Gemara, Kasha. We have here the following contradiction. Amrit Hilchas Rabbi Yochanan. You're saying that Halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The Kaimlan, but on the other hand, we also know that Halacha is like Rav Nachman. The Bailu. If a person gave a get and then he was Mevatel the Shlichas, can he use this get over? Rav Nachman Omer, Chayz Megarshba. You can use it over. Rav Sheshes Omer, Ein Chayz Megarshba. The Kaimalon, Hilchsukavasaid Rav Nachman. Obviously, isn't the reason for Rav Nachman because the Bittel wasn't the Bittel, because Loy also Dibur or Mevatel Dibur. Says the Gemara, the Bittel was only Ned the Batel Matar Shliach. He only was Mevatel the Shlichus. Batar's Get Loy Batli, he wasn't Mevatel the Get, and that's why the Get could be reused. So the Mishnah said, Mekadesh Lashaini. If somebody says, I mean, Mekadesh you after 30 days, and another man is Mekadesh or that the Kedushin should be valid. Now, the second Kedushin is valid. Omer Rav, comments Rav, Mekadeshes L'Sheni Lo'ilam. It's a completely valid Kedushin. The Shmuel Omer, Mekadeshes L'Sheni Ad Lamed Yoyim. The second Kedushin is only valid until 30 days. L'Ach Yoyim, at the end of 30 days, by day 30, Paki Kedusha Sheni, the second Kedushin becomes nullified, V'Gamri Kedusha Rishon, and the first Kedushin kicks in. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Chizda v'kakashalei. Rav Chizda, as he was learning this Gemara, found it difficult to understand. Kedusha shiny b'may paki. The second Kedushin, which is 100% valid Kedushin, how does it expire? Amar Rav Yosef. Mar, a Reisha Mastanla. You learned the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel regarding the Reisha, v'kashalei, and therefore you have this question. However, Rav Yehuda, a Sefer Mastanla. He learned the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel regarding the Sefer, and therefore, v'lo kashle, he had no kashas. The second case of the Mishnah was, mi'achshav v'lo achash loishim yoy, where somebody says to a woman, become kudish to me after 30 days. And then another person comes and is mekadesh within the 30 days. The Mishnah says, mukadeshes v'ene kudeshes. What does that mean? Omer Rav, mukadeshes v'ene mukadeshes le'olam. There's a state of suffix forever here. And the Gemara is going to explain. Shmuel Amar, Mekadesh V'Ene Mekadesh Elad Lamed Yoyim. This state of uncertainty is only for the first 30 days. However, La'ach Lamed, after the first 30 days, Paki Kedusha Sheni, the second Kedushin expire, there's no question, the Gamma Kedushin Rishon and the first Kedushin are a full-fledged Kedushin. And the Gemara explains itself. L'Rav Masabkalei, Rav is not sure how to understand when the person says 30 days, do we look at it to no hava? Did he mean a stipulation? Ichazara hava. Or do he mean a retraction? If he meant a stipulation, he's saying a stipulation that the Kedushin should become valid at day 30 retroactive to today. And therefore the first Kedushin is valid. Or maybe he meant retraction. I don't want the Kedushin today. I want it only valid in 30 days. And therefore the second Kedushin will be the right, the valid Kedushin. And therefore we have a suffix. L'Shmuel, however, Shmuel is certain that to not have it. He meant the stipulation. And therefore when day 30 comes, he meant that the Kedushin should be valid retroactive to day 1. And that's why it's a valid Kedushin. Says the Gemara, pluk the dani tanoim. And we really, this machlokes of Rav and Shmuel is a machlokes tanoim. The Tanan, Tanya, we learned, if somebody gives a get to his wife and he says, mahayoyim, Lachemisa. The get is from today an achemisa. Get for any get. The Chum hold that it's a question if it's a get. Rabbi Oymik is a get. What's the machlokes? The Chachamim obviously hold that it's not clear what he meant with achemisa. Does he mean a retraction or does he mean a stipulation? Rabbi clearly holds that he meant a stipulation. Says the Gemara. V'neima. So what does the Gemara say? Rav, what does the Rav say that looks like Rabbanan? The name of Shmuel, that he holds like Rebbe, Tzricha. So the Gemara had mentioned the Machloikis both in the case of Kedushin and the case of Gittin. Deal on Rav, Alok Rabbanan. If Rav would have said that looks like Rabbanan, Havimina, Hosam Dlur Chaykikasi, a get which is to break a marriage. So certainly, there's a possibility that he meant the retraction and to delay the effectiveness of the divorce. Avil Hocha, the Lekrevikasi, he was speaking about Kedushin. Eim Moedel L'Shmuel, that certainly he wants to make the Kedushin happen earlier, and his intention to know Avil was a stipulation. Via Mishmuel Alok Rebbe, if Shmuel were to say Alok is Lek Rebbe, have me a Hossam, then get Lachamisa. Since everybody knows that a get cannot be effective after death, so he certainly meant the stipulation. Aval hocha, by Kedushin, where the Kedushin can be effective, Yesh Kedush Lach Lemon, and Maidel L'Rav, that he meant the retraction, and he wants to push off the marriage till day 30, and it should be considered a retraction perhaps, not a stipulation. That's why Tzricha, we had to mention the Machlaikis, both by Gittin and by Kedushin.